Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 103 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about social media.
We got an email from a listener in Switzerland. Here it is.
At least I think it was from Switzerland, based on the message headers.
Okay.
I'm behind by a few weeks. I just want to drop a note and say thanks for 100 episodes. I've listened to all of them and really enjoy both of your perspectives. As a currently struggling gay man, hearing from slightly older men like yourselves gives me a lot of hope. If you're open to suggestions for episode topics, may I suggest social media? Thanks. And I think his name may be pronounced either Blaze or Blez.
Okay. Well, thank you. That means a lot, like I said before, and it means a lot to us that we do get emails from you guys, so.
And at least for only slightly older gay men.
Yeah, slightly older gay men. So. But, so, yeah, with that suggestion, that's actually what we're going to talk about this week, social media.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let's go. What social media sites are you on?
I'm on Mastodon.
Okay, explain that to people, because I don't think a lot of people know what it is.
Really? It's sort of like a Twitter alternative, but instead of one big commercial company that runs it, it's a whole bunch of smaller independent computer systems.
Okay.
But it looks and acts a lot like Twitter.
Okay.
Except, I don't know, maybe some of the people are a little bit uppity.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not as much porn?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of porn. Plenty of porn. But people will say, like, you didn't put a content warning on that, or...
Because of the porn that you post?
You kind of expect that but from porn, but you'll have, every once in a while, somebody will say, I don't want to see any pictures that have eye contact, because that bothers me, and I want people to put warnings on their pictures if they make eye contact in their picture.
Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah. Which is why a lot of people end up putting a content warning on absolutely everything.
Wow. First off, I didn't know you could get much eye contact just through a picture. Mm. They must freak out when they go to a museum with those pictures where it looks like the eyes are following
through
the room.
Don't go to the portrait gallery.
Yeah. They're all looking at me. Wow, that's crazy.
I used to be on Google+. That's where I started.
Mm.
And it was great. Really good people. It was easy to find people with similar interests and whatever. But eventually Google decided they just didn't want to have it anymore.
Yeah.
So I moved over to Twitter, and then here, I don't know, the last couple of years, that's turned into a Nazi hideout, sort of. I don't know. It's not good.
Yeah. I'm surprised you're not part of Truth.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. One thing I am not on is Facebook.
I'm part of Facebook.
I think a lot of people are on Facebook just because, you know, their friends or relatives are on there and they want to keep in contact.
That's mine.
I think that's why my mother's on there. But the fact that my mother is on there is the main reason I don't want to be on.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
There are 3 billion people on Facebook. That's almost half the people in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on Facebook, and it's that because of that. My sister flat out told me, if you don't join Facebook, I'm going to send you text messages every day of your niece and nephews.
Well, what's wrong with that?
That's a lot of pictures every day. It's easier just to get on Facebook and do it. So, but yeah, Facebook, I was part of Twitter. Didn't really do much on Twitter. Looked at porn. But other than that, I don't think I'm really part of anything else.
You have some friends that get together on Discord.
Yeah, Discord. Yeah, I forgot about that.
We play games together.
We play games on Discord. Yeah, we do that.
We have a Discord server, but we don't really do anything with it. Really just repeats my posts from Mastodon.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah, but Discord is really more of just a group hangout that we that I get on Friday nights, and that's basically what we use it for. I think one of the guys that's in the group uses it to game with other people and stuff like that. But yeah, we just use it basically to log in, and we can all chat together while we're playing our video games. So, but yeah, Facebook, come on, Twitter was on. Does TikTok count as social media?
I suppose.
I'm on there, but I don't post anything ever.
I don't have a TikTok account.
You'll never have a TikTok account. I think I'm surprised you could say those words.
Don't they have commercials?
Yeah, but you can just flip right through them. You skip right through them. So.
Well, so people say that about YouTube, but now YouTube makes you watch at least one for each show that you want to watch.
No, see, yeah, this you can just flip right through it. You just push up and it skips right through it. So you can tell what they're trying to push because it's recently it's a new Bad Boys movie. As soon as you can log on, there's a commercial for Bad Boys, and I hear the music and I just flip right through it. So, but yeah, Facebook, Facebook is Facebook. It's like I hate to say it's almost like a necessary evil. but yeah, Facebook's what I'm on.
Have you ever changed someone else's mind on social media?
I'd like to think I have, but I know I haven't. Have you?
Probably not.
I mean, okay.
I very rarely even try.
Okay.
Usually if somebody is a big dick, I just block them and go on.
Yeah. No, I don't think I
don't think you can. People's dead set opinions, they're not going to change.
Yeah, and my thing here too is, I hate to say this, but pretty much all my friends on Facebook, I think anyone that has different political views than mine on Facebook are not friends of mine on Facebook.
Hmm.
They've been blocked or banned. It's like when Trump won, it was like the big outing of who I need to get out of my life.
I suppose that could contribute to people, what they call groupthink.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're only listening to the people who agree with them, they think that that's the only way that there is.
Well, there is.
If you're not exposed to other opinions, You get entrenched in your own ideology.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm on the right side of history, so. Sorry. No, but I don't think I've ever changed anyone. I might have brought a different perspective to someone's mind, but I don't think I've ever changed their mind. Do you know what
I mean? I have been doing this for maybe since 1975?
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's
and almost as long I, as I've been never, around. Never ever seen anybody turn around and say, "Oh, you've completely changed my thoughts."
Yeah, yeah, and I'm not on there to change anyone's mind. I generally steer clear of. But we're gonna get into
that. In fact, there are people who fully admit that they get online and write inflammatory, confrontational messages just to get people angry at them.
No, I believe it. People are assholes. I don't have the time.
Imagine if you put that effort. Energy into something good.
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah. Okay. Have you ever gotten angry at someone on social media?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
That's when I start blocking.
Yeah. I've gotten angry. Now, you've heard me start cussing and stuff like that, but I generally block them or get away from it, or I really don't.
It's kind of tough when it's somebody that you thought you knew well.
Yeah, yeah.
And they turn out to be an
asshole.
Turd.
Yeah. But I think, I mean, you get angry. I mean, just in life in general, you'll be angry at your friends sometimes.
Yeah.
So,
I suppose.
You know what I mean? Not everything is sunshines and rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Rainbow, so.
Especially when you're trying to organize around a cause.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have online friendships or relationships with people you've never met in real life?
Nope. Nope. Everybody that I'm friends with on Facebook, I've actually met face to face. Twitter, which I was a part of, I didn't know many of those people, but I didn't interact on Twitter at all. I've never posted one thing on Twitter. Basically, I got on Twitter to look at porn. That was it. But, no, everybody, and that's one of my rules about Facebook, is if I'm going to be friends with you, I've had to at least meet you. I've had plenty of friends requests from...
Well, probably from a lot of customers.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and I don't mix business with pleasure. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, because next thing you know, I'm going to be getting messages from them. How would you give me this much money for this? No, I don't need that in my life. So, no. And people have asked, are you on Facebook? Nope. And it's funny because they can't figure out my name, my nickname and my real name. They can't put two and two together. So, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is ridiculous because you don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure that out. So it's just another reason I don't want to be friends with those people. So,
as far as online friendships, I ran a gay computer bulletin board in the 70s and 80s and made a lot of friendships there.
Okay.
Did a lot of organizing around the AIDS pandemic and ACT UP. And pretty much all those people are dead.
That's sad. Very sad.
Any online friends that I have now are probably people from all over the world that I have never met in person.
Yeah.
We did have, you and I both had a friend on, what was Twitter? His name was Richard.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say his last name.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he ever moved on to Mastodon, so we don't have any more contact with him.
You knew him from Google Plus first.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
His husband.
We both came from Google Plus.
He sent us birthday presents one year.
Yeah,
didn't he?
He sent me a book and
me some pencils and pens.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I found that to be rather odd at first, but then it was very nice. It was very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I would say, yeah, you have more friendships. I know all the people there online, but you've seen the virtual relationships with these people.
And so. I've done it all my life.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Since I was a teenager anyway.
Yeah.
Has the conflict on social media affected you offline in real life?
No.
Well, you're fortunate you can say that, because I can't.
No. So you have had...
Yeah, AIDS.
Yeah, that's the... Or the...
Organizing people is difficult. I mean, you've always got outliers. You've got people who are there just to cause trouble.
Mm-hmm.
People vehemently disagree on things and, you know, they're not willing to change their perspective.
I think people, when they're online and they're behind a monitor and a keyboard, they get brass balls. They'll say things and do things that they would never do and say...
I think that's more about groupthink.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Because you see it like a bunch of bullies who are egging each other on.
Yeah.
Until one of them will do something they wouldn't normally do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's groupthink. And I think people think that they can post whatever they want without repercussions.
In some cases, maybe that's good. Sometimes it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Have you lost friendships over things said and done on social media?
Yeah. Yeah. A friend of mine that I grew up with, I think I told you about this. We grew up, we were very close through high school, and then she found me on Facebook a few years ago, and this was before the 2020 election, and I hate losing friends to politics, but the shit that she was posting was just ignorant. And I warned her. I gave her warnings because she was posting things that were pro-Trump and stuff like that. And comparing the Democratic Party to the Nazi Party. And that's a no-no to me. I don't think we should post anything comparing either one of our political parties to the Nazi Party, even as much as I hate Trump, I don't think. There's just certain lines you don't cross, and I warned her plenty of times, and I said, you know what, there was something she did that basically broke the camel's back, and I said, you know, I warned her beforehand, I said, I've lost contact with you for 20 years, don't think I'm afraid to fucking do it again. And she posted something else and smarted off and boom, blocked. And I haven't cared less since. So I figured I didn't have any contact with her for 20 years. And she changed, obviously, as a person. Or I changed, obviously, as a person. So no love loss.
Hmm. Didn't you also lose a friend in Discord for something he said?
He mouthed off over the phone. We still talk, but I don't consider him really a friend. We're acquaintances now. And it's funny that I was talking to my sister earlier this week. This was a childhood friend that I grew up with. And another thing, you know, when they're not in front of your face and basically called me a homo when we were playing video games one night. So he's going to be in a rude awakening when I see him again. He gets busted into jobs because his mouth wrote a check that his ass can't cash. So he's going to be in a rude awakening when I run into him again. But, yeah, pretty much. He was a lifelong friend, so now he's just in the more of an acquaintance type thing. So, but you know.
But you didn't block him or anything.
No, I can't block him on Discord. He got thrown off. The other friend who runs the Discord group threw him off for a little bit, but he's back on there, which is fine. But everyone was apologizing for him because he was drinking. And I think that's a lame excuse. If you're drinking, all you're doing is spouting what you truly believe. So I'm not going to fall for that. So, but yeah. Yep. How about you?
I almost certainly have.
I can't think of anything off the top of your head.
Well, you never know when somebody's going to take a slight offense or a big offense to a slight thing that you posed. And they'll just block you and you never hear from them again. And so,
yeah,
I'm certain that it has probably happened. I just don't know. I can't think of a particular example.
Well, you did that to me on Twitter. I'm kidding. All right. So no one in particular, though, no certain event that you can think of?
No.
Yeah. Have you ever been publicly shamed on social media?
More times than I can remember.
You're a little shit star, aren't you?
Well, I have a particular kind of sense of humor, and sarcasm is sort of a specialty for me.
You have a very biting tongue. It can be very demeaning sometimes.
And every once in a while you get somebody who thinks that I absolutely believe that, whatever I've posted. And they want to let me see the light of the error of my ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, like recently, you did posted the thing about the diabetes commercial that looks like a play. Someone thought got mad at you for that.
I don't even remember that.
It's a diabetes commercial where they're singing, and it's all this like.
I said diabetes is a musical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And someone got mad at you for it.
See, I don't even remember that.
No. But,
I do remember I posted something like, dip me in honey and feed me to the bears.
Mm-hmm.
And some woman saw that and took it literally, I think, about how dangerous bears are. And also she said, I don't want to have anything to do with honey because I'm a vegan.
Oh my God. You know what all vegans have in common?
What?
They'll tell you they're vegan.
So, I guess I don't want to shame people back, but...
go ahead. If they deserve it, they deserve it.
Sometimes people take jokes literally and just don't understand humor.
Yeah.
And I have a standard response now. It's actually on my profile. It says, sarcasm is a precious resource that too often goes wasted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And other people will get it, but often the person it's directed to doesn't still get it.
Still yeah. insulted, so.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Have you ever joined in a public shaming of someone else?
No. I don't think I have.
Your friends on Discord did that, didn't they?
What?
When you were called the homo.
No, I mean, they just texted me personally and said they talked to them. And he got thrown off the chat line that night. And then I think everyone kind of pulled him aside and text messaging. But they didn't get on Discord.
So it wasn't a public shaming, no. It was a private shaming.
Yeah, it was a private, yeah.
I believe I probably have done that. But I can't think of a case, and it had to have been an especially egregious offense for mm-hmm. me to do that.
Yeah, you don't seem like the bully kind of.
Yeah, I don't tell people that they didn't put a contact warning because they had a.
They made eye contact.
Made eye contact
picture.
In the picture.
That blows my mind. Still, that's so ridiculous. Have you ever reported a tweet or post?
I probably have, but I don't ever remember doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do, it's an unsatisfying experience. It goes off into oblivion. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, you never would hear anything back.
Yeah.
And if they came back and said they didn't agree with you, then it just makes you even more mad.
Yeah.
I just block.
I mostly snooze people for 30 days. I don't think
they have the equivalent of that on Mastodon.
Okay. Well, it's Facebook. You can block them, or you can delete them, or you put them on snooze for 30 days. And most of the time, I put them to sleep for 30 days.
I sometimes will block somebody because they'll post like 100 pictures from something that I'm not interested in. And
you don't want to scroll through all of them?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Have you ever been reported?
I can't think of a case. No, I can't think of a case.
Neither have I.
I was reported on YouTube because I had posted a video and there was music playing in the background and it was copyrighted music.
Yeah.
I think that's happened 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, I don't think... I've danced around that line a few times, like literally right on the edge, but... I've never been reported. I've never heard back from Facebook about being reported. I've never been blocked or put on Facebook. I've never been put in Facebook jail.
Yeah, and those sites really depend on people reporting, I think, to do anything. Because when you've got 3 billion users, they can't look at every single thing. They're going to let everything slide until somebody complains.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you think that they're looking at every single post, then you got another thing coming. So,
Do you say things on social media you're afraid to say in real life?
No. No.
I don't think you're afraid to say things in real life, so
no.
That doesn't apply to you.
That's why I'm kind of chuckling, yeah. But, no, I probably say more shit in real life than I do. Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
How about you?
Oh, I most certainly have, but I can't think of one.
Can't think of anything? Do you say things in real life you're afraid to say on social media? Yes.
Possibly, but I don't really have any friends in real life, so...
Ma'am. I'd probably say more things in real life the funny thing is about it is us with social media, we're not all involved in it all that much, I always like to say. You're on Mastodon quite a bit. I get on Facebook for maybe 5-10 minutes a day. But it doesn't consume our lives. We don't have followers, like I said, I basically get on there. I basically call Facebook, it's like legal stalking. You can find out what your friends are up to without actually dealing with them. That sounds horrible, but it's the truth. I don't have to go to the bars and hang out with them. I can see what they're doing. on Facebook. So
I think that there really shouldn't be a difference, but everybody's different in different circumstances. Mm-hmm. You don't use the same language in front of your friends as you do in front of your parents.
Yeah.
Or grandparents.
That's true.
So everybody's different. And I'm kind of a big guy. I think if I picked a fight with someone, they probably would back down.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm definitely not the kind of person to ever do that.
No. You're a pretty peaceful, gentle bear.
Have you ever lied on social media?
I don't think so. I'm pretty, you know me, I'm pretty straight shooter. If I don't like you and I think you're an asshole, I'm going to tell you I don't like you and I think you're an asshole in your face. So I really don't have any reason to lie on social media either. But like I said, I mean, this really goes back to the fact that we're really not all that active on either one of them. So have you ever lied on social media?
I have never lied about how massive my penis is.
You're such a mess. I love you. Oh, you're terrible.
Do you like things that you don't actually like, or refrain from liking things you do like?
No. God, I'm pretty boring. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Okay.
On Mastodon, it's called a favorite, I think, instead of a like.
Okay.
The difference is likes just go to the person and that's it, whereas they have something else where you reshare it.
Okay.
And that goes on your timeline as kind of like a boost, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, they call it a boost, I think. And that's kind of like the currency of social media.
Yeah, likes. Mm-hmm. Likes or favorites.
So there's people who, at least in the Twitter days, there was one guy who would like everything that I posted, no matter what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of makes it worthless.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very particular about things that I like because, like you said, it'll repost it on your page. So when your friends or family go and see, this is on Facebook anyway, like my mom will get on and see what I posted. And if I like something, it's basically me resharing it.
Mm-hmm.
It says, you know, such and such likes this. So,
yeah, then you can, I will only do that on something that I would
absolutely like.
That I would push myself, I guess.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
So I'm kind of stingy about mine.
Yeah, so am I. Yeah. Do you use social media for political activism?
That's where I started.
That's how you started, yeah.
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 It makes me kind of wish we had the kind of social media we have now back then. I think things would have been a lot different.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it would have been the shady topic no one wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You could have really, really pushed it to the forefront and made people talk about it and address the issue back then.
Yeah.
I think so.
It would be like COVID is now.
Yeah.
Very much.
It's a shame that social media wasn't around back then because I think things would have been a lot different. I think a lot of lives would have been saved.
Well, my computer bulletin board system would exchange messages with all the other gay bulletin boards throughout the country every night.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a kind of networking activism that was brand new at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all felt like we were right on the edge of something great.
Yeah.
And it really was.
Just, it was new.
But just like 10 years ahead of its time.
Yeah. That's good, though. So you did have an impact.
I guess so.
That's good.
How would you stay in touch with your friends without social media?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't.
I'm terrible at writing letters. I probably haven't done that since I was told to in school.
Exactly, yeah. I just wanted, I'd have a handful of friends that I would talk to on the phone. And then the other ones I'd just run into, possibly.
Mm.
So,
I used to belong to a Star Trek club, and we were fairly tight friends. That was before I came out. And I don't know, if nothing like the internet existed, maybe I would still be doing that. I still have it, you know, a fan club that I would go to.
Yeah, I can see that. Have you ever thought about going back? Well, do you, is there even a fan club anymore?
I haven't been to a fan convention in well over a decade, maybe two decades. I kind of stopped because, well, I remember being in line to do something, and there was a couple of guys ahead of me, and one of them was talking about, like, could Mr. Spock beat Superman? They were having a serious debate on whether Spock could beat Superman. And I thought, this isn't me. And I just stopped going.
Yeah. My dad can beat your dad in checkers.
What's that bumper sticker that says, my wrestler can beat your honor student?
Honor roll student, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's the only way
you see people, you know, in the cowboy days write massive amounts of letters and stuff back and forth, but that was really the only communication there was.
I think the only other time I would see my friends is if I went to the bar or something like that. I don't do that anymore. So
kind of like going to a club.
Yeah, the only time we go to the bar anymore is if it's someone's birthday, and we go there to see. We go there before everyone else gets there, and we eat and we leave. So, and that's only for maybe a couple of friends that we do that for. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm pretty much non-existent anymore, which is fine with me. So.
If your friends all jumped off a cliff in social media, would you do it too?
No. No. I'd probably pat them on the back and say good luck. But no, I wouldn't. How about you?
No, definitely not. I'm not a lemming.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Well, that was pretty quick. I didn't think we'd go through it that quickly.
It's actually been about a half an hour.
Oh, really? Okay. Hmm. Huh. So what's your favorite joke this week? Don't you call me a lemming.
Why should you go to the plastic surgery convention every year?
To get a redo? I don't know why.
To see all the new faces.
That's good. That's good. That's a good one. That's funny. All right.
We hope you enjoyed episode 103 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled A-W-E-S.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.